Bader Show, 1036. My body has already gone into winter hibernation. I fell asleep watching Person of Interest last night. I think my wife did, too, after she's like, hey, you're falling asleep over there. And my daughter comes in and yells at both of us. You're both sleeping. Go to bed. I don't know what it is. I've been really tired lately. I just feel, I don't know. That was a change of the seasons. I don't know. My body still thinks it's summer because summer started so late and it's nice out there. I don't know. Not a lot on the new TV season that I'm really getting into. I've picked up on some of the new shows. I've got to get, Blacklist is the one you like, right? I've got to get into that, Jason. What night is it on? I missed it again last night, didn't I? Or is it Monday? You don't know? Tuesday? Last night? I've got to catch up online. You don't even know. You're in a haze over there, too. In the last half hour, you heard an interview that I had earlier this morning with Congressman Rita Ribble, and there are a lot of things to comment on here. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. There are two things I thought were significant. I want to start with the punitive, childish, petty behavior of the Obama administration in terms of making the shutdown as painful as they possibly can, closing things that do not have to be closed. Reed, I ask Reed, and Reed mentioned, the latest is death benefits for fallen soldiers' families, $100,000, supposed to happen right away so they can deal with everything that comes with that death. That's not happening. And as Reed points out, the money's there. They're going to pass legislation to try to force this. But this is just the latest shameful behavior. Breitbart has an entire list. We've talked about many of these, if not all of these. Treatments for children suffering from cancer. The GOP have agreed to compromise by funding part of the government, including the NIH, which offers children with cancer last chance experimental treatment. Obama has threatened to veto the funding. How can you not call that heartless? The World War II Memorial, we all well know what happened there. Furloughed military chaplains not allowed to work for free. Furloughed military chaplains willing to celebrate mass and baptisms for free have been told they will be punished for doing so. I want you to think about that. There is no cost there. This is the intent to make this as painful as possible. Business stops in Florida Keys. Although the GOP has agreed to compromise in the ongoing budget stalemate and fund the parks, Obama has threatened to veto that funding. Obama blacks out sports entertainment programming to overseas troops, but MSNBC continued. This is so obvious. Obama closes D-Day Memorial in Normandy. Barricaded. Obama tries to, this was my favorite, Obama tries to close privately funded Mount Vernon. It's privately funded. The parking lot is co-owned with the feds. Obama closes more than 100 privately managed parks that cost no money to run. The U.S. Treasury actually makes money from the rent paid by a private company that employs about 500 camp workers and managers across about a dozen states. No federal money is used to operate these parks. And I'm going to hit Mike McFeely with this again this week because he just whistled past all of this last week. Obama tries to close state-run parks in Wisconsin, northern unit of the Kettle Moraine, Devil's Lake, and interstate parks, and the state-owned portion of the Horicon Marsh. But Scott Walker told them to go to hell. The DNR told them to go to hell, and they kept them open. Obama closes Vietnam Memorial. Obama closes privately owned hotel, police block parking lot. Did you hear about that one? Because it's on federal land. The operator of a 51-room inn located on U.S. government-owned land in North Carolina abandoned his defiant stance on Thursday to keep the property open, despite being ordered to close as part of the federal government shutdown. Did you hear what they did in South Dakota? They put barricades up, Jason, at, you know, there's drive-offs where you can view Rushmore. They put barricades up. This is incredible. Now, they had a blizzard out there, so they had to remove the barricades to plow the lookout points. Then they put the barricades back. after plowing them out. This is stunning to me, what he is doing here. None of this is necessary, and none of these types of steps were taken in past shutdowns. He is attempting to inflict pain on the American people. What's going on with the fallen military members' families right now is disgraceful. And last week when I had liberal Mike McFeely on, he said, well, if you think you're going to hang your head on that, well, at some point, yes. I do expect the American people to stop acting like baby kittens and open their damn eyes and see what this president is doing. He's peeing on the American people. Whoever you blame the shutdown for, this clearly lies at the feet of the president. This list I just read you. None of this is necessary. Certainly not what he's doing to the family of fallen military members. He's being a heartless SOB to score political points. He is punishing the American public. And quite frankly, I still don't think Republicans are shouting as loudly as I am right now, and they should be shouting a lot louder. Rick on the road. Rick, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Jerry. You know, and he's taking no hit on this. It's not hurting him one bit. And what I mean by that is, look at the polls. It's pretty much a split between Republicans, Democrats, and Obama on who they're blaming. And you've hit the nail on the head, my friend. Your wimpy-ass Republicans are sitting back and not doing anything and saying anything again. I was just curious, why do you think he's not taking a hammering on this?
No, you just said it, Rick. You've got this exactly right. Republicans, now I know Reed Ribble mentioned it earlier this morning, Republicans should be beating this to death.
I know.
And I'm not going to disagree with you one iota on this one, Rick. Damn it, this is just crazy that they leave it to us and talk radio to do this. Thanks a lot for the call, Rick. I really appreciate it. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Unconscionable is a word that has become overused, but this is unconscionable. He could sign a piece of legislation that would allow the cancer research, the trials, that is, to continue. He could do all of these things. And it's not even just signing the piecemeal bills that the Republicans pass him. There are things he is doing out of absolute spite, pettiness, and meanness. And I think if the American public really knew what he was doing just to hurt them, I think the polls would flip on this. Deb on the road. Deb, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi. Harry Reid was interviewed last week, and they were saying to him, you know, the Congress wants to pass something so that you can open up those hospitals for children again. He goes, we're not going to do that. Why would we pick and choose to save one child? But yet, they shut down the Amber Alert system this week. Are people aware of the fact that they shut down the Amber Alert system?
Yeah, and here's another thing, Deb. There was a newser, President Obama had a newser yesterday. He wasn't asked one damn question about this.
Yes.
I mean, why this whole list that Breitbart has, why didn't reporters take turns? Why did you shut down this when you don't have to? Why did you pee on the heroes of World War II who are dying every day when they went to see their last effort to be honored for what they did? Why did you do that? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that?
Well, he's the father of two children. Did he pull his Secret Service details off his daughters?
Oh, there's a good question. Now, here's the thing, Deb. There are listeners who would say, well, how dare she suggest such a thing? Look at the hurtful things he's doing.
No, I'm talking about the Amber Alert.
Oh, the Amber Alert. Yeah.
The Amber Alert. I mean, he's got 24/7.
Yeah.
People watching his daughters. This is a system that's supposed to, it affects 12 children a day, the Amber Alert system. Yeah.
And he
pulled that.
This is just like the sequester. Remember, they picked and they chose the most hurtful things they could find. And that the American people are still largely blind to this is as frustrating as anything I've encountered in a long time. Michael in Green Bay. Michael, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Jerry, I believe this is all deliberate. This man hates America. He hates everything we stand for. He's doing this to bankrupt America. Now, what I don't understand is we take in this year $2.47 trillion in revenue from taxes and other things. You mean to tell me that we can't run a government on $2.47 trillion without borrowing money? Don't give him a continuing resolution. Make the government live within $2.47 trillion and stop the crazy borrowing of money. It will never end.
Well, you're okay, and that is now. I think Republicans are doing a pretty good job of saying what you just said, Michael. I actually think they're doing a pretty good job of that. Where they are frustrating the hell out of me is all of the things he is doing to hurt the families of fallen veterans and the children with cancer and everything else, and things that he just doesn't have to close. Michael, thanks for the call. And that he is not getting called out on this. He is just being... Well, I already called him an SOB. If I said it out in full, how much trouble would I get in if I call... I called him an SOB. He is being a heartless SOB. He is intentionally hurting his constituents. This doesn't... None of the things I just mentioned have to happen. Chuck in Sheboygan. Chuck, how you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. Thanks for taking my call. I guess I hear what everybody's yelling about, and the Democrats that I know are yelling it's the Congress's fault, and the Republicans are screaming it's Obama's fault. Guess what the good news is? The good news is this. We got Jesse Ventura going to run for president and kick both of them parties out of their offices out there, and that's who I'm going to vote for. I'm happier than hell to hear that Jesse Ventura is running for president.
Yes, the Howard Stern candidate. Howard Stern's going to be his main publicity arm there. Okay, but see, here's the thing that Chuck just said. They point the finger and they point the finger, but here's the point. Whosever fault the shutdown is, these spiteful, hateful actions solely rest with the president of the United States. Craig in Wausau. Craig, how you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Yeah, hey, Jerry. I just wanted to make the point that when it comes to this whole shutdown, even when it comes to the thing with the music in Warsaw, it's easy to be upset about these things and get angry. I actually feel bad for the people that are making those decisions because it's hurtful to them, it's hurtful to us, and it really does nobody any good. What they're doing, and it doesn't do any good to be angry about it. I really feel more sorry for those people.
Which people are you referring to?
Well, in this case, Obama. Well, I feel sorry for him and the things that he's doing.
You know, why? Why do you feel sorry for him?
Because it's terrible to see a person being that hurtful intentionally and just being that horrible.
Well, see, you're feeling sorry for a bully, and I'm never going to feel sorry for a bully. That's what I would say. That's like feeling sorry for the big kid that beats the snot out of the little kid on the playground. Gee, you know, I really feel bad that guy's that bad of a person. Not the hell with that. Ray on the road. Ray, how you're on the Jerry A. Bader Show.
Good morning, Jerry. I'd like to second the comments that was made by the woman that called about the Amber Alert thing.
Yes, yes.
And additionally comment on that and the National Institutes of Health drug trials that are being run for kids. This SOB that we have for a president is literally killing people.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's what happened. Ray, they tried to pin that on Republicans and say, well, you know, you don't care about... Yeah, we do. We do care about kids. We'll pass a piece of legislation. You can pass it in the Senate, and the president will sign it. And they refuse to do that. But we're not going to pit one against the other. That's one element of this, Ray. There are legislative remedies for things like that. But the other half of this, and thanks a lot for the call, are the hurtful, hateful things he is doing that has nothing to do with the shutdown. Things that could easily stay open. Really, drive-outs on the way, and I stop, and I know exactly where that is. I've been to Rushmore. I've stopped at some of those drive-outs. Do you really think those have to be closed? Do you really? Of course not. None of this. Trying to close private property. Republicans need to scream about this a lot louder, because I think the American people, whatever the polls say, they need to realize what's going on here. It's 10:51.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.